Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Need something new or taking on a remodel project? Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
It should be warm, 72 degrees today later on, and right now, after a little bit of rain, 3/100ths of an inch very early this morning, it is 54 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news this hour from ABC is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life. By Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design. Good morning. It is 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. A hero's welcome, a standing ovation for President Trump in the Israeli parliament, where he spoke after all 20 living hostages were released after more than 2 years in Hamas captivity.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope, of renewed faith, and above all, a day to give our deepest thanks to the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
He called the day the historic dawn of a new Middle East. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said,
"You are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace."
And peace, the focus of a summit later today in Egypt. The president will serve as co-chair of the meeting of world leaders. Israel, meanwhile, has released a number of Palestinian prisoners as part of the first phase of this deal. This is ABC News. The founder of a software development company was killed Sunday when the twin-engine plane he was flying crashed north of Fort Worth, Texas. His father was also killed, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Images on FlightAware show Michael Daly's Beach King Air taking off from Fort Worth Alliance Airport, then spending an hour and a half circling the area before crashing into the truck yard near Teresa Brown's home.
All you seen was black, just coming from over there, just black, massive black cloud.
Security video shows the plane nose down and plunging into several trailers, exploding as it hit. Michael Daly and his father, John, both died at the scene. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
At least 153 students from two schools in South Carolina are quarantined for 21 days because of measles exposure. The schools were in Spartanburg County. There are at least 8 measles cases in the outbreak. None of the students were vaccinated. The U.S. this year has reported the most measles cases in any year since 1992. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The trees are rapidly changing colors, but there is a pleasant feel in the air. The colors are changing, and autumn is upon us. I really like this time of year, not too hot and not too cold, and beautiful. God has created the world and everything in it for our enjoyment, and He has created us to glorify Him. But unfortunately, sometimes we allow ourselves to be too busy and preoccupied with our own little worlds to see the beauty of everything that God has made. Sometimes we don't take the time to see the beauty that God has made in the people around us. So take the time to shut off the television, the computer, and the smartphone, and even the radio after you're done listening to this Life Tracks. Take a walk or drive with your loved ones around the area, grab your Bible and some Christian music to listen to, and enjoy what God has made. Genesis tells us that Adam and Eve used to walk in the garden with God in the cool of the evening. Wouldn't that be awesome? I think it's time for us to take a walk with Him again.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone three new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other two building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we had a band of light rain move through overnight with small amounts, generally under 1/10 of an inch in most of the area. That is shifting away, and we should see some sun break out by late morning as high pressure builds in from the northwest, making for a very pleasant Monday afternoon with mild temperatures. Cooler air will infiltrate tonight and tomorrow, though, getting us back to normal. Now, tomorrow, another weak weather system sliding in from the west should bring us a couple of scattered light showers by the afternoon, continuing into tomorrow night. Some places could see about 1/10 or 2/10 of an inch. Behind that, generally dry weather Wednesday, and then we'll see another system approach the area late in the week. That'll bring in some warmer temperatures with gusty south winds, but also a chance of scattered showers. The most widespread activity expected on Friday night. Things will cool down a little bit for next weekend as well. Here's that forecast for today. Sprinkles possible early in eastern areas. Otherwise, gradual clearing and mild with a high near 72. West to northwest wind up to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cool with a low at 41 degrees. Tomorrow should be cooler as well with skies turning cloudy. 50% chance of light rain in the afternoon. High near 62. Northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, some occasional light rain expected, low in the mid-40s. Wednesday, maybe some drizzle early, then some peaks of sun developing later on, high in the upper 50s. Heading into Thursday, mostly cloudy and warmer. Isolated showers are possible. Low 47 with a high of 68. Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild. Spotty showers during the day, then more widespread at night. Perhaps a thunderstorm. Low 54, high 73. And Saturday, cooler with a few showers possible early, high 64. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service.
It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
54 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 71. The record high, 88 in 1975. Record low, 18 in 1988. Last year's high was 55, while the low was 34. Sunset will occur at 6:22 this evening. Sunrise time, 7:14 for tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer is at 29.93. And we did receive 3/100ths of an inch of rain early on today. We're up a degree from the overnight low. It's 54. Just want to let you know that there is an internet outage at Ithaca schools. It might affect some other area districts, but Ithaca schools experiencing the internet outage today. Their phones do work, though, so you can call Ithaca schools at the regular numbers. Just a reminder that emails will not work for the time being this morning. If you need to reach Ithaca schools, you can do that by phone. Again, right now it is 54 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience located in southwest Wisconsin. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of weekend sports and more details on the upcoming Brewer games for this week as well during our sports report on a Monday.
Big savings are waiting during the fall filter sale at Napa in Richland Center and Boscobel. Now through the 15th, bring in your filter list and grab the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil and filters while the deals are hot. Plus, check out Milwaukee Tools along with heated coats and vests, perfect for the season ahead. Don't miss out. Sale ends the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel.
I am Phil Nee with sports as we recap over the weekend in high school action. First of all, the Riverdale Invitational Cross Country Meet was dominated by the Richland Center Ithaca boys team, scoring a 34. Brookwood with 92 was the second place team, followed by Boscobel with 100, Reedsburg area with 110, and Kickapoo Lafarge with 176. Leading the way for RCI, Owen Dreyer, their freshman runner, with a time of 16:03. Clayton Lee was second in the meet with a 16:29. Ryan Stadler was fourth with a time of 16:38. Robert Budden was 11th with a time of 17. And also Kiernan Culver with a time of 17:32 was 16th in the race. Also Sam Jones with an 18:01 and Brayson Garcia Bolin with an 18:12 rounded out the seven for RCI that scored for the varsity team. Boscobel's Bodie Bright was 9th overall and their fastest runner. Kipton Brown was 12th. Also, Carter Molzoff, 21st, and Tyler Miller, 27th, among the top four. For Kickapoo Lafarge, finishing 5th, Landon Turgeson was 10th at the meet with a time of 17. Theo Parr, 34. Also, Arlen Walter, 37. And Brecken Miller, 43rd. Jeff Olson, 52nd for Kickapoo Lafarge. Other area boys teams at the Riverdale Cross Country Invite. River Valley finished 4th. 14th. Their fastest runner was Nathan Hamilton with a time of 18:23. He was 36th. Carl Fair was 70th. Bennett Woodhouse, 76th. And Alec Wagner, 83rd. For Riverdale, they finished 18th as a team. Wyatt Schramm, their fastest runner, with a 75th place finish. Clark Jolson, Kalen Williamson, Dylan Topper, and Hunter Rowan also competed for the Riverdale team at their own Invitational on Saturday. Turning to the girls' results at the Riverdale Elementary, Westby was the top team, scoring a 50. Lancaster second with 53. Viroqua third, 148. River Ridge fourth, 155. And Brookwood fifth with 170. Top overall runner, Lancaster's Maddie Driscoll with a time of 17:59. River Valley finished sixth as a team. The RV girls led by Molly Moss with a time of 20:10. She was seventh overall. Brielle Grant was 29. 9th, Aubrey Anlicker was 30th, Leona Chrome was 53rd, Heidi Heglin 60th, Reagan Sackett and Kylie Kaloy also ran for River Valley. Riverdale's team finished 7th. Mallory Meese was 15th. She had a time of 20:44. Melanie Williamson was 16th with a time of 20:49. Olivia Meese 49th in the meet, Kaylee Carter 64th, and Millie Schneider 65th. Megan Krell also scored for the Riverdale varsity. Kickaboo LaFarge was 10th as a girls team. Katie Rando, their fastest runner, 21st overall. Colby Andelsick was 25th. Kendall Andelsick was 31st. Chloe Walter was 76th. Richland Center Ithaca's team finished 11th. Pearl Fretz, 11th overall in the meet with a time of 20:29. Adeline Lawless was 24th. Rachel Waterfall, 57th. Lacey Allball was 80th. Ava Martin, 82nd, and Elizabeth Wurtzema was 83rd. For Boscobel, finishing 12th as a team, their fastest runner, Maddie Kinnett, 44th. Nakia Stitzer was 48th. Aubrey Seep was 54th. Hannah Dilley, 55th. Kira Kinney, 74th. And Peyton Reynolds finished in the 105th place spot at the Riverdale Invitational. Lots of runners and lots of good times at the course at Riverdale on Saturday. High school boys soccer over the weekend. On Saturday, River Valley was a 7-0 winner against Cooley Christian Providence Academy. Wisconsin Dells Invitational volleyball action. Cuba City was a 2-1 winner over Wisconsin Dells. The Dells won 2-1 over Amherst and lost to West Salem 2-1 before bowing to Badger by a score of 2-1. Speaking of volleyball, a former Richland Center High School volleyball player has now gone into her college Hall of Fame. Jackie Ray Strook, a Richland Center High School graduate, was recently inducted into the UW-Oshkosh Athletics Hall of Fame class of 2025. A 2-time All-America selection and the 2009 WIAC Player of the Year, Strook stamped her legacy into the storied history of the UW-Oshkosh women's volleyball program. Strook played middle block for UW-Oshkosh from 2006 through 2009 and helped the Titans register an astonishing 143-18 record, including a 28-4 mark against WIAC opponents. UW-Oshkosh compiled a 32-6 record during each of the 2006 and 7 seasons and marks of 40-3 in 2008 and 39-3 in 2009. Strook was a member of UW-Oshkosh teams that shared the WIAC championship with Eau Claire in both 2006 and 2008 and captured the outright league title in 2009. The Titans also won the WIAC tournament championship in 2008. UW-Oshkosh made trips to the NCAA Division III championship each season of Strook's career. Jackie Ray Strook currently holds a human resource position with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services since 2017 and lives in Arena with her husband Justin, son Jackson, and daughter Jade. Over the weekend, the WIAA released its 8-player brackets for the upcoming playoffs that get underway Saturday. And the games include number 7 seed Highland at number 2 seed North Crawford, 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and number 5 seed DeSoto plays at number 4 seed Belmont. 11-player football gets down to its 9th week of the regular season, and the playoff brackets will be revealed during a statewide reveal TV show on Saturday. JV football tonight, it's Broadhead playing at Richland Center, River Valley at New Glarus, Riverdale at Blackhawk. The Ithaca JV game with Brookwood has been called off. And also in sports, coming up for tonight, it's varsity volleyball at Weston High School. Weston hosts Seneca. It'll be Pink Out Night, and a fundraiser for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination will be hosted. Also, an alumni plaque will be placed in the halls of Weston schools, and that dedication starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Seneca at Weston Ridge and Valley Volleyball coming up this evening. An exciting Saturday night, as heard on WRCE.
They're an out away from the championship series. Uribe deals to Carson Kelly. Swinging a bouncer to short. Ortiz has it. And the Brewers are going to the championship series. They take 3 of 5 from the Chicago Cubs. And the Brewers have a date with the Dodgers.
Brewers take on the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series starting tonight. That highlight from the Brewer Radio Network. You can hear the game tonight, beginning with a pregame time at 6:30. Jose Quintana is expected to start the game for manager Pat Murphy. Milwaukee beat the Cubs 3-1 on Saturday night to advance. Solo home runs by William Contreras, Andrew Vaughn, and Bryce Tarang provided all the offense. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski earned the victory with 4 solid innings of relief. The Brewers with the win snapped a streak of 6 straight postseason series losses. Last night in the pros, it was a win for Seattle over Toronto, 3-1. They'll play again this evening in game number 2 of the series. Veteran running back Josh Jacobs was sick, but he scored 2 touchdowns in the Packers' 27-18 victory over Cincinnati. The Bengals have lost 4 in a row. Replacement kicker Lucas Havrisik booted a pair of field goals, and Jordan Love connected with Tucker Kraft on a 19-yard scoring pass. Green Bay was dominant, but Cincinnati cut the margin to 24-18 with 4 minutes left. The Packers are on the road next as they take on the Arizona Cardinals. In other NFL action, Denver 13, the Jets 11, Carolina 30-27 over Dallas, Indianapolis 31, Arizona 27, Chargers 29, Miami 27, the Rams beat Baltimore 17-3. New England 25, New Orleans 19, Pittsburgh 23, Cleveland 9, Seattle 20-12 over Jacksonville, Las Vegas 20, Tennessee 10, it was Tampa Bay 30 and San Francisco 19, and last night Kansas City got the win against the Lions 30-17. There are 2 NFL Monday night games tonight, Buffalo at Atlanta and Chicago at Washington. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at live auctions. We have regular consignment auctions at our yards in Columbus, Muscadet, and Hillsboro. If you only have a few pieces you want to sell, consider selling them at one of our regular consignment auctions. These are live auctions with online bidding available. You can throw your stuff on Craigslist, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
At Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin, we believe stronger communities begin with safe, stable homes. That's why we're dedicated to revitalizing neighborhoods through housing support, community-driven programs, and financial resources that empower local families. Let's work together to make our towns better places to live, work, and grow. Call 608-647-4949 and be part of building a brighter future right here at home.
Beep, beep.
Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play, commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fund today at 647-3114.
Sipping on a coffee, going ice cold, staring out the window at the red tail lights. I overslept, running late, sitting out here on the interstate, locked up tight. Stop and go, spitting snow, looking through the radio, nothing on. Cell phone ringing, boss screaming, boy, you better get your A game on. And it's only Monday.
It's a Monday triple play from Town Taxi today on WRCO.
You look surprised. You didn't think you'd see me kicking up my heels, painting up this town. When you said goodbye, I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big road now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right. Get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me, it didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars.
except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright.
I'm on it.
Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile.
One of the first customers that really touched me was actually a couple. The man was over 100. His wife was 94, 95. He was at one facility on one end of town. She was on the other end of town. And every single day, like clockwork, she would do her hair and her makeup, take the taxi across town, have lunch with her husband and spend a couple hours with him, and then get in the taxi and take that back across town to home. And I still tease my wife. I tell her, when I'm 100 years old and I'm in a home somewhere, you best be getting in a taxi.
Town Taxi, where customer and community come first.
A reminder again that Ithaca High School experiencing some internet problems today. So if you're trying to reach them, the phones will work. They still work. But the email will not at this point. So be aware of that. A reminder from Ithaca Schools today. We're headed towards 72. And a little bit later on, our trivia question of the day. Your chance to win coming up in a little while here today. So we'll see how you do for a 16th sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center. Here's Carly Pierce and Lee Bryce.
It's all on me, it's my mistake. I said I don't love you a little too late, but I guess there ain't ever a right time. And I don't know why it's called a goodbye. Slam the door, not forever, but I promise you it's for the better. I hope you find what you were looking for. I hope your heart ain't hurting anymore, and you can move it on. I'll figure it out, and you don't.
Do it all for you. It's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Sometimes I wanna point these wheels out west, pack up my truck and drive straight into the sunset. But there's a green-eyed girl that keeps me grounded. Wasn't looking for love, but thank God I found it. So I keep punching that clock, making all these dreams come true. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you.
But you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. And a comb up his sleeve, just in case. And all that extra hotel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, well, you think you're special. Oh, well, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Your car at night. Now come on, baby, tell me. You must be joking, right? Oh, well, you think you're something special. Oh, well, you think you're something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me.
Shania Twain and WRCO. Takes a little to impress her. We'll get to our trivia question in just a moment.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most: your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card, or you can use it yourself.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
The lovely and talented Marie Osmond turns 66 today. We have Marie Osmond trivia to share with you. Which of these statements is not factual? So there are three statements that are. One did not happen or is not factual. Is it A, she once dated Kurt Russell? Or is it B, she was offered the part of Sandy in the film Grease? Could it be C, she's skilled in making quilts? Or D, she is skilled in martial arts? Which of those facts is not a fact about Marie Osmond? 608-647-4155. Good luck to you.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me, as messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. like you always are. You're dressed to kill and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me,
congratulations to our trivia winner today. Jane Devorah knew the right answer, the correct answer, which was not factual about Marie Osmond. You should have answered A, that she once dated Kurt Russell. It is true that she had a crush on Kurt Russell when she was younger, but they did not date. So that is the one that is not true. That's a fallacy about Marie. But she was offered the part of Sandy in Grease prior to Olivia Newton-John accepting the role. Marie turned it down on, quote, moral grounds. Yeah. And it'd be interesting to see how that would have turned out. Probably, I'm guessing it still would have been good. But Olivia Newton-John, certainly that's an iconic part. Hard to imagine anybody else playing that part in the movie. She is skilled at making quilts and is skilled in martial arts, too. So don't mess with her. Marie Osmond trivia today on the occasion of her 66th birthday. And yes, it's not true that her tour bus once stopped and talked to me while I was cultivating corn. I dreamed that. It was some sort of a mirage or something there across the old hot cornfields of Aubrey Corners. But her very first record went all the way to number one. Not very many can say that.
Come.
ago, one of seven Osmond siblings, the only girl, which is pretty amazing. She was the seventh born out of the Osmond clan. Never have had the chance to chat with her, interview her. I will tell you true confessions. I've actually interviewed Donnie twice on the phone. And one of those times, I did have the choice of either interviewing Donnie or Marie. And yeah, I turned it down for Donnie. Sorry. I don't know. Donnie had more hits that I can play on Saturday night. I guess that was the deciding factor. Oh, well. Trails time coming up and ABC News as well. Here's Red Akins. Friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee signing off for now, putting our little records away. We'll welcome friends into the morning show studio next hour, right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where it is 56 degrees at 9 o'clock. News time this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Joy in Israel as Hamas has released all 20 living Israeli hostages. Sound of a phone call between family members and released hostage Bar Cooperstein. These hostages now receiving medical treatment at hospitals in Israel. There is also a focus on the 28 deceased hostages. Hamas says it will release the remains of four today. Israel, meanwhile, has released more than 1,900 prisoners as